Her social life, when she did have it, was with her folk dancing. She did, there was a couple, Edna and Russell Wortley. They were great folk for dancing, and even in the latter years, would have dancing on the lawn, either to a record, or Russell would go around with his fife, whistle, flute, I don't know, but it was all very jolly, the dancing on the lawn and the folk dancing. And she belonged to there is a prestigious folk dance society, the name of which I can't remember. It's a national one, and she belonged to that. And she'd take my children, not me, although I think I went once in January to the Albert Hall, where there'd be a folk dance evening or afternoon, and that was always her treat, to take them to this folk dancing. And she was a great reader, and loved her and enjoyed the folk dancing. Oh. And would go to folk dances. They used to have quite a few in the evening at the Tech on a Saturday at one time. She belonged to the Townswomen's Guild, which met, I think, in the St. John's Hall, as it was. There was a separate building on the corner opposite Blinko Grove entrance. Because my boss lived in Blinko Grove, and he was the proud owner of one house with two addresses. He was number 21 Blinko Grove, which is now a part of the Morley School, I understand, or it was. And he was also 25 Cavendish Avenue, because his garden, his house here in Blinko Grove and garden, the garden then runs down, or did, to Cavendish Avenue. And I think now there's another house on the plot, so it's not a part of Blinko Grove at all. Saunders, or Sanders, I think he liked to call it, but to me it looked like Saunders, S-A-U-N. The solicitor was my first job, 3 years there. Then I was going to do market gardening with my mother's fiancé. He died, so I went back to office work, which was shorthand and typewriting in the university office of the general board, who had their offices in the old schools. And my shorthand notes used to be taken from Mr. Saunders, who was the secretary general. I would take my notes from the secretary general, he was the head one. Then there was the assistant secretary general, who actually lived in Wirt's Causeway, Sartain, his name. And then eventually they had an assistant registrary, whose surname was Harvey, the same as mine, and he had an office along there. So those were the main ones for dictating, or so I thought. But for simple letters, the clerks in the big main office, well, two of them, would dictate as well. So occasionally we would go and sit at one or other of the desks, with whosoever desk it was, and take our notes. So it was that large size that you could talk and have notes and not be interfering with the people next to you, because it was large. And actually, getting back to thinking of Rock Road, I remember the winter of 1947. It was a very bad winter, and trying with a bicycle to walk up what seemed like a hill. I think it maybe have been levelled out to a degree, but it was difficult to keep one's feet, and pushing a bicycle along that, from here to the corner. It was, I can recall, maybe it was just, it was so slippery, but to me there was an incline. Just thinking of this area, we had a hairdresser over the road, had a barber's too along Cherry Hinton Road, Len Tibbs, and there was another one beginning with A, Asprey. I remember taking Robert Brenda's older brother along to the hairdresser along here for one of his first haircuts.